My little boy stopped breathing on the 20th of August, and I had to perform CPR on him. It's not something you ever expect to do on your own child. He was diagnosed with sleep apnea in June when he first stopped breathing. He would have several episodes of apneas. The majority of the time, I wouldn't have to do anything other than slap him on the back to sort of get his breath back. But this time, it was really severe. And he was great and not breathing, and I had to perform CPR on him for just under 6 minutes until the ambulance arrived. That's the worst one that he had, and unfortunately we had to turn his life support off because he was so severely brain damaged that he wasn't going to live. So we as a family have decided to set something up in our little boy's name, Charlie, just to make sure everyone gets the basic life support skills. Because so many of my mummy friends have said to me, I wouldn't have known how to do that. I wouldn't know what to do. And I just think you might not never use it on your own child, but someone else might need your help in the street. And I'm really passionate about this and about getting it started and getting people the help they need. As a young child, I learnt basic life support skills, and I've just continued to update them throughout my life. My 8-year-old daughter knows how to do it as well because it is what I feel really important, and it's the same as first aid. You never know when you're going to need it, but there might be that one time when you do, and I would have been kicking myself if I didn't know how to do it. Because although the ambulance, like the 999 people, were amazing telling me what to do, I just sort of got on with it and I didn't have to listen and waste precious time. It's in Charlie's honour, basically, and I just want to make classes for free, because lots of people can't afford to pay for first aid classes, and just give new mums, grandparents, people who look after children the opportunity to come along and just learn basic life support. So we'll be fundraising in Charlie's honour and getting these things up and running so that mums can come along without having to think to themselves, I can't afford that £20, £30, but it could save their baby's life. If I can help one person save their child, then I've done my job, and that's what we're really hoping for.